Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with moi, Danny Beard.
And moi, DJ Billy Andrew.
And Sam. And Lily May.
Yes,
it's there a bonus. Too. It's
hello.
A Brucey bonus.
Hi.
We've got the old family in on the action.
Yeah.
It's our sloppy seconds. You know that because it's Monday and it's mm-hmm. our second weekly release, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And if you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy, cuckoo, you can do that by getting in touch. Send us WhatsApps, text, voice notes, go wild. The number is in this description. You can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill in our form. Head over to this episode's description to find out how you can do all of those methods.
Girl.
How are we feeling?
Do you know what we didn't speak about?
Go on.
The Oscars.
Oscars?
The Oscars.
Oh, yeah, baby. The Oscars happened.
Who and did you like? I think Kim Kardashian looks incredible.
She always does.
She always does.
She is queen for me.
She can do no wrong.
She's queen. She's queen.
Do no wrong.
I love everything she does. I love everything about her. I am a Kim Kardashian stan.
Stan.
Yeah,
same.
I am. I think and she's a nice
stan.
Person as well. I know what?
Khloe stan.
Khloe Kardashian stan, yep.
Yeah, they're my favourites.
Who don't you like out of the Kardashians? My least favourite probably is Kendall, but I think...
Oh!
Out of all
Courtney.
Of them.
Courtney.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Courtney. It's the way she just flipped on a whim for me.
Yeah.
She oh, now be... she's a rocker, man. Yeah.
yeah.
God, rock, Travis, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited because there's a new season of The Kardashians on the way.
We are.
And we saw the advert. But back to the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what's really funny I find about Americans? They've all gone wild. What was he called? He came on naked.
John Cena.
John Cena come on
you
naked.
You can't see me.
Yeah.
Right? To present an award. I mean, he looks great. Buff as hell.
Great body.
Yeah. Great body.
I can tell you work out.
I can tell you work out, John.
Yeah.
Johnny, are you on the juice? but what's mad about Americans is they love it. But if queer people do anything, if there's a rainbow flag in a classroom, it's indoctrinating your kids.
Yeah.
But like straight people can go on telly but fully bloody naked. No one gets bats an eyelid.
Straights can do anything they want in America.
And I mean, I've no problem with straight white men. Like, do what you want in your own home. Just don't rub it in our faces and put it on telly and try and indoctrinate our children.
Exactly.
Jeremy, yeah. I just find it crazy.
I find it crazy.
It's just the double standards for me.
America, to me, as much as I loved America when I was younger, like going to America and going to Florida, being like, woo, Disney.
No, you loved eating in America. Let's be real. Well, how much weight did you put on in America?
2 stone in 2 weeks.
My dad put a stone and a half on when
two
he went to America.
2 stone in 2 weeks, yeah. I loved it.
Free a stone course, a week.
Stone a week.
I want to go to America and see if I can beat that.
The before and after pictures, I will try and find them and post them. You can visibly see how much weight I put on. I ate the house down.
I'm
boots.
Jealous. Yeah. I want to do it.
I nearly couldn't fit on the roller coasters.
Oh, God, when you have to get the extra link.
Can I just say, how many... they're built for bigger people over there, so we've got no problem. We've got no problem. They're built for the biggies.
£12 in a stone? £13?
14, is it not?
14.
You're the P2.
So that's, yeah, I do have plenty of kilos.
Yeah.
28. That's too far.
If you put on Carol Vorderman,
if you put on, oh, I need to try that again.
Quick
is that
maths.
Right? If you put on 2 stone in a week. You
2 weeks.
Two weeks. You overate by 100,000 calories over those 2 weeks.
I probably did because I had.
That's overeating.
He was having deep fried fucking Mars bars for breakfast. I was having all that side shit. Of maple pancakes.
I was having buffet breakfast, pancakes every day. For me lunch, I had 3,000. I don't know how many calories in a Denny's, but I was eating it.
Yeah.
Every day.
Calories don't count when you're in America.
I agree.
Anyway, and also, did you, this, my dad goes on about it all the time, is deep fried cheesecake.
I do want to try that.
Wow.
So the way you do it is you make a cheesecake normally, and then you freeze it into a solid block.
Mm.
Then when it's frozen, you dip it in sweet batter, and gorgeous. Then you fry it, and then it inside's like...
melts a bit.
That's how they do deep fried ice cream as well. Yeah. There's a whole deep fried cooking competition on Netflix, I think.
No.
Really, we're getting on that. Listen,
we will get on that.
I'm going to binge that this week. For sure. Does anybody else want to say on this Monday morning before we crack on?
Did you have any thoughts about the Oscars? About like the actual...
I love Emma Stone. I think she's a queen. She's in Easy A. She's in something very serious. I've not watched.
And she won support things.
And she won. And I
phenomenal
loved her dress.
Film.
Yeah,
great
she's
film.
Great. Love her.
And I loved our queen, her Royal Highness Moira Rose, aka Catherine O'Hara.
She wins something.
Stunning as well. No, she didn't, but she was just there. Stunning. I like to look at what the dress like, because also, no tea, like it's a great thing to win something like an Oscar, but you know, it's voted for by the Academy. And you know,
who's the Academy?
Let's not get into the politics of it all, but it can be problematic.
What I did used to do when I was younger, and I loved when it was award season, Joan Rivers, God rest her soul, did Fashion Police on E. And they used to go through everybody's outfits, and Joan was Joan and used to slag people off, and it was great telly back in the day. So I wish we had a show like that, but
why don't we do it? YouTube show.
YouTube show, Fashion Police, Gossip Days. Yeah. Gossip Days rates. Yeah.
GG rates. Gossip Gay rates.
Yeah, for sure.
GGR.
GGR.
GGR mean?
It just sounds like GPR.
Oh, aviation.
GGR. That's what it would be.
I thought it was
GGR.
A thing. I was like, what is GGR? TGIRL.
And that girl.
Let's crack on with it. Because you know what? I had a double espresso and it ran through me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like crashing.
Don't crash, baby, because we've got some listeners' messages here. And one's for you, particularly. I shall read out.
Hell.
This is from Chris, he, him. This is congrats.
They're always obsessed with me.
This says, congrats, Daddy, on the new grid. I loved hearing you take over Radio 1. I wanted to ask you all, but if you could present any show you wanted, what would it be? Love yous, Chris. Ooh.
Touched on this a little bit on Thursday because we spoke about you presenting Drag Race UK potentially.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd love that gig.
Would that be your dream gig or is there anything else?
No.
What would be your dream gig?
My dream gig would be my own show. So my own, and I don't want to give too much of it away. I've actually pitched this to TV channels already. But like a Friday night cabaret show where I host In and Out of Drag.
Yeah.
And I perform on there, celeb guests, segments that we pre-film.
Almost.
I'd love to take like Joan Rivers. Oh, she's dead. But, you know what I mean? I'd love to take Adele up the shit aisle in Aldi. And,
right.
You know what I mean?
A bit like Friday Night Project back in the day.
Friday Night Project. Charlotte Church show.
Yeah, fab.
Which when I stayed at Charlotte Church's house, let me just pick that one up. I spoke to her a little bit about that show.
Oh, right.
I was like, I love that show.
Yeah, it was a great. Really good show back in the day. Charlotte Church show, I bummed it.
I did.
Church.
Can I just say, this week's bonus, someone said after you said people are bumming Taylor Swift, they said, I love that as a term about something I like and I'm going to use that now.
I bummed it.
We say that all the time.
Yeah,
we bum it.
Yeah. Like if I love it, I bum it.
Stop bumming it. I'm always like that. Stop bumming that fucking McDonald's crossover with Red Hot Billy.
Literally bumming it. I think there's nothing I particularly want to present because I get tongue-tied and nervous presenting anything. I'd like to present my own YouTube show.
Doing what?
What would it be about? I don't know. What would I do?
I'd love to have my own show like that, but I'd also love to do, you know, like a Jack Whitehall's Travels show.
Yeah.
I'd love to do
you
that.
You two would be great doing that, to be fair.
I could do a travel show. I'd
and
like
you know what
like
I'd love
that.
Me and you to do?
What?
Do you remember Nikki Graham did like The Simple Life where she did all different jobs? I'd love to do me and you.
Working Greg's or something.
Where we go and like work different jobs together.
On a farm.
on a farm,
a sewage
McDonald's, because you've done that before, so you could be like, you're be doing like, the burgers wrong.
I'd be like, I'd be getting into it. I'd love it. I'd love to go back to Mackie's for a day and just work there.
I'd love to do all that.
Yeah.
On the Asda checkout.
Perfect.
I used to work in Wilko, and it's one of the
best.
Did you?
I love Wilko with all my heart.
I can't see you in that red fleece.
Oh, I looked stunning.
Have you still got it?
No, but I kept my badge. But it's one of my favourite. I think from a very young age, I always wanted to work. And scanning is just something I never get sick of. Self-service machines changed my life. Wow. I used to, my gran and granddad had one near them, and it blew my mind. I used to just volunteer to go to the shop all the time because I just loved scanning. And I worked at Wilko twice. And I absolutely, like, if I could make it like a full-time, like, money-making career, obviously I love radio, but I fucking loved it.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss of Wilko.
Well, Wilko, it's, you know, it went and it sort of came back, but so much so when
is
I
it
left.
Back?
It's semi back, yeah.
Yeah.
Semi?
Yeah, how? So there's still some shops available. So I think another company took it over. I think the same company that owns the range took it over. Yeah. So you can get some Wilko products in the range, and there are still a few stores that have reopened.
Yeah.
No.
And it's still online.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wilko lives on.
It lives on. And I was very upset. I had so many messages when the news of Wilko.
Really? Like, inundated.
Genuinely like, upset. When I left my last job to move here to Audio Always, I got a Wilko's gift voucher to spend. And Wilko was closing down at the time. So I had to like rush. I was actually like, I need to spend this or I'm going to lose it. And it was so upsetting because the aisles were empty. It was really horrible.
Oh, God. Traumatic. Yeah.
Genuinely traumatic, but loved it. And I also used to work at Alton Towers.
That's the dream job.
A classic Staffordshire part-time job, Alton Towers.
So I worked in CBeebies Land, and I was a costume. I was in the entertainment team, and I in the costumes. Yeah. So
wow.
I don't know if you're technically allowed to say this, but I was like Iggle Piggle and Upsy Daisy and stuff, and I also really loved that as a job. And I'd love to get you guys in the costumes.
I would love to do that.
Do you know
one
what?
Day.
I know someone that I always say you look like you work on the Smiler. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
He has that look.
Okay, yeah,
what, like
yeah.
a weird face?
And I found out he works on the Smiler.
No way.
He's got a top knot, slim, tall.
Right, works
Doc
on the Smiler.
All the time. Yeah. Stripy socks.
Yeah.
And he lives and breathes Smiler energy.
I would love to have a job where I'm like a ride operator like that, and I'd lock people
Are
in the
you
ride.
Joking? I do not want that pressure.
Oh, there's no pressure.
Not on the frigging Smiler, let me put it that way.
I'm sure I'd have training.
I'd love to operate a Smiler.
I was at Alton Towers that day, actually.
No.
As a punter, yeah, before I worked there, I was actually there that day, and it was crazy because I technically got over my fear of roller coasters that day. So I never used to. I grew up near.
But that was a quick turnaround.
I know, yeah.
I grew up near Alton Towers, so like Sam will know, like having lived nearby. It was one of the only good things about living there. But you used to get in for free a lot of the time. Like, you knew people who worked there or whatever.
Jumping over the correct fence.
Like, no joke, I think 1 in 4 teenagers in Staffordshire have worked at Alton Towers at some point.
Wow.
Like, no
yeah,
joke.
Like, most of my family have. So, we used to go there a lot for, like, Scarefest as well as the kind of Halloween, because he's open a bit later. So you may as well go there.
Should we do that this year?
I'd love to do that this year.
I've done drag at Alton Towers.
Really?
I've done a drag show at Alton Towers.
It's great.
I've DJed there, actually.
Yeah, you are.
Actually, yeah.
Sam, have you worked there?
No, I've
right,
not.
Right, you need
we've
to get,
all
you need to get your number. But yeah, so we were there that day, and I was like at university at the time, so I was like studying radio. And a lot of my friends were doing journalism or radio as well. And there was a group of us there, and we didn't know what was going on. We knew that the Smiler had been closed, but we didn't know why. And like, we weren't checking our phones because we were there. And like midway through the day, we realised that we all had like loads of missed calls and all this sort of stuff. And loads of people were contacting us asking A, if we were safe, and B, whether we would talk to the press about what was going on.
No way.
And like on the ground, there was like these guys that were kind of around the park, walking around near us throughout the day saying like, someone's died. It was so eerie once we knew what was going on. And
yeah.
They closed off that part of the park. And as we were leaving later on in the day, they had, and I don't know if you've, when you first go into Alton Towers, you kind of go down that street that's kind of like a fun town. At the bottom, there's a lake and a bit of grass before. And there was helicopters, air ambulances there. And there was a bunch of people around it. And I saw someone being put into this air ambulance in a bed stretcher. And they were covered, obviously, for their privacy. But it was haunting to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think, like, this person may have, like, died, and, and that's all you were hearing. Obviously, luckily, no one did.
Yeah.
But it was such a weird, weird experience. I went on the Nemesis for the first time, and I loved it.
Oh, it's great. The Nemesis is fab.
But what, they fucked air up.
Yeah.
They fucked air up by trying to do this.
The VR Galactica.
That was fun. We went on it though. Do you remember?
If it works, it's great.
I didn't do the VR.
They've taken it off now.
Didn't work. Have they?
So is it,
so they sped it back up again because they slowed it down for the VR.
It's a slow ride still now. And you don't have the VR because it took too long for people to put the glasses back on.
Oh, right.
And often it was...
They had to wash them in between.
It was a good idea.
It didn't pan out. And it's still called Galactica now.
Oh, that's a shame.
Take it back to air.
They've got that
roller coaster restaurant there as well now. Have you seen?
Yeah. I don't eat at Alton Towers.
Won't eat at Alton Towers.
Well, I have to say, I don't want to waste time at Alton Towers. I don't want to eat and then be sick.
Do you buy a fast track?
Of course.
See, I've never bought a fast track.
It's the only way to do it, unfortunately, because you got to save up to go. I went very recently with Morgan, actually the last time I went, and I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get these fast pass tickets.
It weren't cheap.
And if there's a family of five of you, you might as well go to Ibiza. It's fucking expensive. But we did Alton Towers in 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, fab.
No queues. I love the queues.
I love it. Love that it's part of the experience.
No, it's not.
If it's a 20-minute queue, if it's 2 hours, nah.
I won't be queue any longer than, like an hour and a half.
So even when you do have a fast track, if there's a small queue, I would still queue 20 minutes or less and then go back on it again with the goals.
For sure.
Oh, nice.
That's a good top tip.
I'm really good. Have you ever been on the Jewel, the one where you like shoot the monsters in the little haunted house?
Not my favourite, but you know what is kind of be...
I'm so good at that.
I'm sick at that. I bum Jewel.
I actually do.
Well, do you know what I bum?
Hex. You bum Hex?
Yes, me too.
I love Hex.
Because I was so scared of roller coasters. I'd go there all the time, but I would never go on any of the roller coasters. But Hex was, I was like, we're going on Hex.
And I won't lie. Hex is the only one what you should queue for because that builds tension.
They've done it up.
What?
Yeah, so it's been closed down for years because they're doing it up and it's reopening. So we should go to reopen.
Maybe you both can cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
So this is now going back to the question: dream gigs. It is opening the ribbon for Hex.
I'm emailing Alton Towers PR after this. I actually did go when I worked it. So I worked at Radio Stoke for a while, and we went to the press opening of The Wicker Man. Have you been on that one?
Brilliant ride.
Got to be one of the first people on it, and it was great.
Would you call yourself a coaster?
No, but because I think I worked there. I just think it's like, cause, I don't know.
I love when you go in the Wicker Man and it's like, get close, go.
Yeah. I love it. And they were filming a documentary about Alton Towers and sort of the recovery from the Smiler incident and how they dealt with it. And they filmed at the press opening that I was at for the Wicker Man. And I'm briefly in the background of this documentary. They did interview us for it. But I remember feeling really embarrassed because it was so cold that day. I was really like snotty and gross. And there was these two blokes filming us, like asking us what it was like. And I've just been on this fast roller coaster, like, blown to bits. But I'm like sat in the background of some room just there. So I'm counting that as a TV credit anyway.
credit to credit, darling.
We can talk about this another time. I'll just tease this now. But I have also been on TV. I've been on Tipping Point, and I'm just going to leave it. I'll talk about it another day. But I've been in this episode too much. But I was a contestant on Tipping Point.
You're lying.
What?
Oh my God, we need to get into that.
Should we have a quiz show day on this show?
Yeah, I think we should talk about it.
I've been on Weakest Link.
I think we should talk about it another
day. I'm pointless, but it's not out yet.
When is it out?
Oh, okay, God let's knows. Talk about it when it comes out then.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great. I mean, it was filmed about a year ago now, so God knows. They film like a block they film a year's worth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
It's a cheap way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you have the studio for how long?
Was it season 10, episode 45?
I have no idea.
Season 10, episode 45, contestants were...
Were you with...
David and Anne.
And Jason.
Oh, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
Lily May, contestants.
There we go. We'll talk about it another time. But my dream gig to present, I think, would be a TV show when you go into people's houses.
It's not.
I love looking.
That's hell to me.
I know, like, posh, like, nice houses.
Abby Clancy.
Yes.
Celebrity Homes. Dream job. Yes. Danny Beard, celebrity homes. Yes. Danny Beard, going back to where you grew up, homes. No, I don't want to see people's.
Oh, yeah. No. It's all about just having a nose around big, fancy houses. Yeah. I love it.
How the other half live.
Yeah.
I've always said if I could make any show, any podcast, like budget wasn't an issue, time wasn't an issue, anything, I'd make a podcast called Spirit Chasers. And I would play drinking games in haunted locations with different celebrity guests each week.
That's cool.
It'd be great. I'm getting it on there now just so I can trademark it.
Why don't we do that?
Can we? I know some haunted locations. I'm sure you know some celebrities. Together, we can make it work.
Said listers.
Spirit Chasers.
I'm sure we can get John from S Club to do that.
It'd be great.
No, I don't know if we shade him.
I'm not shading him. I'm sure he'll do it. Wow. Love him. I love him.
Wow.
Should we go on with next message?
Let's do it. The Gossip Gaze. Oh, this is a buckle in, girls. This is a read. This is from Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
It reads, hello, Gossip Gaze. I've written in before and your advice was invaluable.
There we go.
Does that mean good?
Amazing. Great. It was like...
Yeah.
Invaluable. Surely it's valuable.
It was like...
There's no value. It was that good.
It
was
that good. It's so good.
Can't put a price on it.
I love that. Invaluable. Add it. Add to vocabulary. My previous letter was titled, when will I be good enough?
Oh.
You're not. No, I'm joking a bit. Your advice from that letter really helped me. And not too long after, when continuing to focus on myself, I got into a relationship with a great guy.
Woo.
Well, so I thought.
Oh.
To cut a long story short, we fell hard and fast for each other. But he was everything I wanted physically. He was a cheeky chappy and the sexual chemistry was right there from the start. However, there was a habit he would continue with, which seems rife in the gay community. And it ended with a big argument as he would refuse to stop. I'm sure you can guess what the habit is without me saying. Cut to now, I've been single for a couple of months and I've met a great guy, but still hold a small amount of contact with my ex. We don't see each other, but I'm actually really struggling to let this go. My new guy is great. He's stunning, shares a lot of my values. But when I feel me moving on, I'm really struggling with the image of my ex moving on. It really upsets me. After the breakup, I was in a very dark place as I knew we couldn't get back, as that part of his life really does not align with mine. However, take that out of the equation, it was great. And I don't want these things and these thoughts to get in the way of me starting something new, but I fear it will. Sounds like it is.
Yeah.
I've had extensive conversations with my new guy about exes. We have both been through similar experience with guys, which has left us feeling broken. He is clearly further along his healing journey, but I know that my ex has quite a past and the whole sex, drugs and partying is something that he will never stop, and nor does he want to, even when he's met someone new. I guess my question is, how do I navigate my feelings? I am an overthinker. I'm medicated for it and I've been spending some time focusing on what's important to me, like the gym, my dogs and work. But I struggle to shift these dark thoughts about my ex. Your advice, again, would be great. Congrats, Dan, on getting Radio 1. Woo. I'm sure you'll do great, I'm sure. Please keep me anonymous. Thanks, guys.
Big letter, lot to unpack in there.
Yeah.
What?
A lot to unpack. It's been a while since we've properly spoke about chemsex. We touched upon it on Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
For those that listened to us in order. I assume that's what he's talking about. He's mentioned sex, drugs and partying.
Yeah.
He alluded very strongly there to chemsex.
And it was something that they said was rife in the queer community, which chemsex is.
Mm.
Yeah.
And misogyny, but I don't think it's misogyny. What I will say is, we don't often give advice where we say therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're getting it, but therapy, therapy, therapy.
Therapy can help for sure.
Therapy can help. Talking about it helps. This is a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start it. You're someone that struggled with it, been very open with it.
Yeah, we spoke about it on a podcast quite a while ago, actually.
A long time ago.
We was in your living room when we were talking about it, and it's something I've probably been on both sides of it, where I've been the person who's doing lots of chemsex for like a very long period of time, like years even, and tried to date but didn't want to give up the chemsex. And also I've dated somebody when I tried to get out of that scene and they wouldn't stop having chemsex. So I've kind of been on both ends here.
And I remember that guy you're talking about, and I remember I met him and he came round. It was before you got with Morgan and you really liked him.
I really liked him and he just wasn't in a place to stop having chemsex. But rewind probably a year and a half, I was in that same position where I wasn't in a position to stop either, because the reality is the addiction is strong. And yeah. it is a strong addiction. It is something that people need to realise themselves. There's nothing you can do to try and get them out of that situation, unfortunately. Like, I know you might kick yourself and be like, oh, I'll try and help them, I'll try and do this, but they're in a really addictive thing.
And I think the thing is, you're in a scene where there is people that can dip in and out of it.
Yeah,
it would
for
seem.
Sure.
But I think a lot of people think that they can do that, and then before they know it,
they can't.
They're sucked in.
That's it. That was exactly me.
Harder.
That was exactly
me. The sex is getting longer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going missing for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
You're starting to spend more time with people who weren't your friends, aren't your friends. They're from a completely different scene. It's normalized.
1,000,000%.
I never forget. I hope you don't mind me speaking about this.
No, it's fine.
We can cut it out. I never forget when you opened up to me about the drugs getting harder.
Yeah.
And there was, you wanted to try something, and there was a guy like, this is a really serious drug, and like, if you really want to do it next week, we'll do it, but I think you should think about it. And you didn't.
I didn't.
And I've never been prouder of you.
It was because you're in a situation where everything's becoming normalised, bad behaviours getting mm-hmm. normalised, things you wouldn't even think about doing are now becoming the new normal, because you're getting into this world where everybody's doing it, and you think this is what? Well, I should do
well,
this.
Not
I
that
should
bad
do
then,
that.
Is it?
Exactly. And now,
and I remember you saying there was people in your scene, pilots for airlines,
pilots
that were up for 4 days, and
doctors,
we're like, got to leave. I've got a flight in 2 hours,
oh,
and it's scary.
Doctors were doing it. Surgeons. You won't believe the people that I've met who what they do for jobs. What teachers, head of science.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's insane, and it was. They were doing it every single weekend, as was I. And they were going into work on no sleep. Like, it's happening way more than what I think people think it's happening.
Mm. I would say it's a pandemic within the community.
I absolutely agree. I think it's really rife and it's very dangerous. People die from it every single day. Mm. Every single day people can die from it. You just overdose like that. And then the police, like there was that case where the police didn't investigate properly about these young guys who were dying from G overdoses.
I watched that this week, weirdly.
And it was actually a killer, a serial killer, killing mm-hmm. people, using chemsex as a ploy and drugging them and killing them. This is how serious it can get.
And using G and GBH, the drug G, mm-hmm. or I think back in the back, I remember I was offered this years ago. I mean, 15.
Yeah.
When I was going out partying, I shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Liquid ecstasy.
Liquid ecstasy, they called it back then.
Yeah.
It wasn't as rife or known as a chemsex drug like it is now.
Yeah.
I think back to this person,
mm-hmm.
you've put yourself first.
Which you need to do.
You've done the right thing for yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to protect yourself. It says a lot about you that you care about someone that you can't shake it off. But the reality is,
they're no good for you.
They're not.
And they're no good on your mental health. Like, the truth of the matter is, you say you've got some slight contact with this person. From my experience, the best thing to do is to cut contact and not speak to them. And over time, I know it's really shit and it is the shittest bit of any breakup, but over time, and you won't believe me saying it now, but this time in 6 months, you won't even think about him. But right now, obviously, you are. And it's really hard.
There's nothing you can do. They've got to help themselves. We've got very close friends, without divulging too much of their information, that have been addicted to the hardest drugs.
Yeah.
And in this scene, people are smoking crystal meth.
Yeah.
And
which is on the rise, by the way.
Which is on the rise. And one of our friends who have been through numerous bouts of
help.
Rehab and help. And I'm very pleased to say are on a really healthy track at the moment and sober. And I'm very, very proud of them. I could get emotional.
Yeah.
Really proud of them. They've said that, like, they go to NA groups with heroin addicts that go, oh, I would never touch that drug.
Yeah.
And it does things, it takes 2 years, and I know this through my friend, it takes 2 years of not doing crystal meth for your brain to be able to process, what's the word?
Dopamine.
When you're happy, dopamine. Mm. For your brain to be able to process dopamine like
properly.
A regular and normal person.
Yeah.
And if you mix anything that strong and that serious with any kind of mental health, underlying mental health, like bipolar. So many people undiagnosed with that. It just has a whole nother level of destruction and struggle. Yeah. And I think, you know, we're so involved. We know so many gay people and people that have struggled with it. You've struggled with it.
Sure.
Or the friend I'm speaking about struggled with it. You know, and it's hard. Like I remember being, it's even hard on the friends around. Oh. I remember doing one of the most amazing jobs I've ever done. And then the next day having to go to my friend's house and clean up because they've been admitted back to hospital. And
yeah.
I should have took you or someone else. And I was like, I'll just go and do it. I remember going through their apartment and cleaning up all of this drug paraphernalia and just seeing the mess firsthand and thinking, God, I've just, yesterday was on a TV show doing my dreams and today I'm in
a drug den, essentially.
Yeah, cleaning up after my friend. And
it's
scary. And the thing is, like you said, if they don't cut the contact, they're just going to keep getting dragged into it and dragged into it. This person isn't going to change unless they want the change.
For sure.
They've got to want it.
Yeah. And you've also got a new partner by the sounds of it, I think. That's right, isn't
and
it?
And I think you can, you know, they said their new partner also has struggles. Find that solace together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heal together.
Yeah.
But you can't physically do anything. They've got to want to change. And that's something that I know through the friend I've spoke about and through I know for you.
Yeah.
You wanted to change. You hit some rock bottoms.
1,000,000%. Maybe even once or twice hit rock bottoms.
And I think one thing as well, like the reality is you're always an addict.
Yeah, it never
just
goes away.
Because you're healed or you're in the recovery process doesn't mean you're not, because it only takes that one thing.
For sure. And like I mentioned on the main episode, like I can no longer go on Grindr because it is that rife now. You said any time of day, any day of the week, people are on there having chem sex. And when I see it, it triggers something inside of me where I have urges to then wanting to go and do it. For sure. 1,000,000%.
And it messes up so much. Messes up how you see sex.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I remember when you were going through therapy at one point and you were like, I actually don't even watch normal porn anymore.
I was watching chem sex porn. I couldn't have sober sex with anybody. It was nuts. I couldn't. I used to shake at the thought of having sober sex. Like, that's nuts now to think about. Mm. But maybe 3 years ago, I was like, I didn't have sober sex for maybe 4 or 5 years, which is nuts to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to shake at the thought of it. It destroys lives. It really does.
And I think putting yourself first is what you've done.
For sure.
And you've done probably one of the hardest bits. I think what's happening now is you've got the, for want of a better phrase, a hangover from the...
From the situation, yeah, 1,000,000%.
And you want to be able to do more and you feel helpless. And that helplessness is what's driving the emotion. But you've got to help yourself.
1,000,000%. And I was in a situation where when I was kind of coming out of the chem sex scene and I was dating somebody new who was fully invested in it, I really wanted to help them. And like, I thought I could help this person. I could get them out of it. And when I saw they were sneaking around and still doing it and I couldn't help them, that was also really hard on me. I was like, why do they not want the help? And it's because you try and take yourself back there and it's like, because they don't want it. You can give somebody an olive branch, but if they don't take it because they don't want it, there's nothing you can do. So I think it's best to genuinely cut ties and really focus on your new relationship and your own mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We got deep.
This has been so like,
sorry,
enlightening to hear. It's been like, thank you both for being so honest.
Yeah,
because it's genuinely so important. You know, it's not a world that I know that much about, but I'm semi aware of it. You know, you hear about it in the news, not very much, but you do hear about it.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to ask Billy is, because I think this is maybe useful, is what do you feel helped you get out of it?
I think it took its toll on my mental health massively. And I think I had a good support network around me. And I think there was just a point where I hit a rock bottom and I was like, I can no longer keep doing this, because I realised it had been 2 years. I'd very alienated all my friends. We were very rocky as a friendship group, me and Danny personally, mm-hmm. and all the rest of my friends. And I guess Danny helped me, actually, by contacting my mum.
You're going to make me cry.
You did, though. You did. You really helped me. But it just came from within when I hit the rock bottom of I was phoning in sick for work. I wasn't showing up. I wasn't being a friend. And when I was hearing that from my friends, I think that was did something inside me, so that helped. But I know there's people out there who don't have that and don't have friendship groups. And I've been to NA before and chatted to people there. And I think the biggest step is admitting to yourself that you've got a problem and then wanting to change that problem. Yeah. And only you will ever come to that. And I don't know how or when, and it's different for every single person. It is. People can go 10 years and not realise they've got a problem, or people can go 2 years, 3 years. It all just depends. But there's nothing you can do or say to anybody to help them until they want to help themselves.
For sure.
Yeah.
We're going to take a very quick break.
I'm praying. Yeah.
We're going to take a very quick break. I'm going to go outside with my vape until my fingers go numb, and we're going to come back in and do it.
No.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze podcast. Thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
We like to be real. We like to get a bit deep.
Bit raw.
Yeah. I mean, you could have used a better phrase after the combo we've just had. But yes, and I think it's important to say off the back of it as well, which we have had that break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, STI checks are always important.
For sure.
And just being there for, you know, we are a queer community. We are the LGBTQ plus I spectrum of people. Don't lose that sense of community. This is part of it.
Yeah.
Be that for your friends, be that for each other, but your mental health's always priority.
And I do think it was important to highlight that topic.
I agree.
When that letter came in and when it feels right, just because it isn't talked about as much as I think it should be, and all of that jazz, do you know what I mean? Like, it's happening everywhere in
Absolutely.
The world. So I think, yeah, it's sometimes great to talk about.
Yeah. Are you cuckoo for chemsex?
No, I'm joking.
Are you cuckoo for confessions, gagging for gossip, or turned on by tittle-tattle?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you I can't. Anytime anyone says that, my gay-ass brain wants rayon.
For sure.
Well, if you are any of them, make sure you're spreading the love by spreading the Gossip Gaze podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Share this episode with your friends, with anyone. I mean, maybe share this episode with someone that you're struggling.
I was just going to say, get them in with the coasters and then we'll hit them with the chemsex real
fast. Yes.
Literally the up and down for this episode.
Smack them in the tits with the chemsex. Do what you need to do.
Yeah.
But listen, are we going to do another letter now?
Is it a letter?
Or should we just do something really fun and happy and let people have a little giggle?
Yeah.
And wipe them tears away, baby.
For sure.
Do you mean the Danny Bird National Treasure Barometer?
That one.
I've got a bad feeling about it.
My favourite game.
Right.
Look, if you've not listened to this before, we're trying to figure out how close Danny is becoming a national treasure.
Yes.
It was a joke at first, but now people are going to think I'm
People are joining in online. I've seen people on Twitter. Yeah.
People have said it in entries. Half of them are from Danny. We've established 90%. Bottom of the scale is local knobhead. Top is, of course,
National treasure.
Round about now, you are roughly national newbie.
That's what we've established.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple new things to submit to the court. For approval. I think they're a bit conflicting. Let's start off with the positive.
Yep.
First week on Radio 1.
Woo!
Many national treasures born and from also, Radio 1.
And also, it's a national show.
It is a national show.
It fits the brief.
Going out to the nation, guys.
You've had great feedback. People joined in. You sounded great, looked great. Everything was amazing. I think it could have gone better for your first week.
Thank you. I appreciate the love.
Genuinely really good show.
Yeah,
and I'm a Radio 1 producer, so I can say that.
We know.
But also what I should say is, I feel like we should say this. I work at Radio 1 via my job at Audio Always. I've got nothing to do with you getting your gig.
No.
I didn't want anyone to think that I've been putting in words. Or like that.
You've not been putting in words.
The absolute opposite.
If anything, they thought, oh, get
I just wanted
off.
To make sure that you're getting the credit that you deserve.
Oh, bless you.
Because, I mean, I'm not that important, so I couldn't have helped if I wanted to. But I just want to say, excellent work and nothing
Thank
to do with
I'm
me.
Really, honestly, I don't want to keep banging on. We'll stop from this week. We'll just let the sleeping dogs lie.
I mean, we're not, but yeah.
But it's so fun. I love it. And thank you. It's great. And I think I'm a national treasure now. So can we wrap this segment
no.
up?
No.
Well.
You sound like a pop star. You look like a pop star. And you swear like one too. So this is a hot topic.
You've gone and fucked up, haven't you, Dan?
I already gone and said it, didn't I?
We spoke about this last week. Mm-hmm. It's not news to anyone. You appeared on Late and Live.
Yep.
I caused ITV 2+1 to go off air.
You did. ITV
they put a blue screen up. They put a blue screen up and said we will be back shortly.
Yes. Your influence.
I'm hoping there's been a couple of Ofcom complaints.
Ruining TV schedules.
I've also not watched it back on iPlayer yet. Do they bleep you saying it? I feel like they must.
They've cut it out.
They've cut it out.
Well, it's not iPlayer. It's
ITV. You disgraced yourself.
Yeah. Oh, so they've cut it out.
It's cut.
Now,
you've got yourself edited out of TV time as well.
Live telling.
Me and Lily May had a quick debate about this in the lift. Lily May thinks this is a point off the national broadcast.
I think you're down the scale.
However, Sam's not got a black eye.
I'm going to fight the corner this week. I know I was anti France news channel, but I'm pro swear.
Anti-France. Like a really shit drag queen.
I'm going to move to France and that's going to be my drag queen.
Anti-France.
I think this is potentially a point for the scale.
Why?
You know why?
Thank you,
many a national treasure has sworn on national TV. Miriam Margoyles famously
Adele.
Said... Adele, yeah. Honestly, I think this is honestly a rite of passage. So I've given it a bit of a check. I've gone through the Ofcom complaints. Now, this is the issue.
What? Can you see the Ofcom complaints?
They're delayed by a week. So they are not... We can currently only see the ones up for March 4th.
Okay? Can we just say as well, please don't actually go out and complain to Ofcom about this, by the way. Just so we
it's
know,
because, too late. It's too
because
late.
I have got a career to think of.
Yeah, so if anybody out there...
Should have thought about that before you said C word.
If anybody out there thinks it's funny to do an Ofcom complaint against it, actually it's not.
And I didn't call anyone in. I wasn't using it to be mean to someone. It was I was trying to do an impression of someone, and Louis swears a lot. They just have time to edit that out.
Yeah.
So I've gone to the Ofcom website. I think in the next week, if it only gets published on the Ofcom website if 50 people have made the complaint. By the time this episode...
No 50 people are going to make complaint at 11 o'clock at night on ITV, please. Love Island's are shagging each other left, right and centre.
I also think the people watching Late and Live...
Obviously
love Big Brother. Right, and then Late and Live has got less viewers than normal Big Brother has. I just know for a fact. But
so that's knocking you down a bit as well.
But those people who were watching Late and Live at that time and I aren't going to be like, I'm going to write to Ofcom. Are they?
You'd be surprised.
Right. I'm saying is, Danny's given some Radio 1 something to think about.
I've not said nothing naughty on Radio 1.
Yet.
Yeah, that's
right.
Point.
You've changed the schedules. They've had to edit it out. That's some poor sod at 12 PM having to edit out your saying the C word. You know what? I'm not being funny, Danny. I expect better.
That's a telling off from Mama.
Oh my God, she's Mama not May. Angry, she's just disappointed.
Yeah. Oh no!
Were you all rooting for me? I was rooting for you!
Yeah, I was rooting for you to say it a third time.
I think, in good conscience, we can't keep you at National Newbie this week. I just don't think we
can.
Well,
hang on.
Surely Radio 1 balances it out.
You can't be the face of young people and then saying that kind of language on national TV.
You want to punish Danny.
I think if we drop Danny down a peg or two, it's gonna be a lesson learned.
Yeah,
agreed.
How about we just rather than a step down, it's a step across. Should we go from national newbie to controversial?
You're going to be on that bleep button these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my finger's going to be on the C button quite a lot, actually.
I hope not. Not in work. Not behind the desk.
You know, I've actually had an Ofcom complaint.
Have
when
you?
I was at Capital. Yeah, because I made a joke about it. Chirin falling off his bike when I was in Capital Liverpool. And only one person complained.
Right, and you're trying to defend Danny to basically make yourself feel better.
I think so.
Me and Billy are right. I think, yeah, maybe a step across is right. So maybe,
step across the controversial.
Because you're happy to take the hit. Bump me down, honey, because I'm on my way up in general. So I'm happy.
But controversial isn't great because also, do you know who else is controversial? Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing.
You don't want to be on national news, but it's GB news.
Katie Hopkins.
You made
a career of her.
You're Katie Hopkins level.
No, I'm not. Katie Hopkins a drag.
Are you going to create?
If one person even tweets that, I'm going to fall out with
Katie Hopkins. Did you see the Karen's Diner thing with Katie Hopkins?
No.
Yeah, they're getting her
to do like a PR stunt at Karen's Diner because she's the ultimate Karen, in quotations.
Yeah.
She's not. She's just a fucking
Karen's
racist homophobic.
Karen's Diner invited me down for a free dinner.
Oh, yeah, for the fucking...
Right, so you're in Katie's
circle. Yeah, you really are in that circle now.
Right.
They probably wanted you to co-host with Katie Hopkins.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they would have got which one's real.
Fucking hell. You look shook.
Because I was going to go for a free dinner, but I don't know if I am now.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't condone Karen Steiner. They're basically saying like, this woman who's transphobic is actually just being a bit...
The actual
phrase that Karen Steiner used, which really pissed me off, is she's controversial and something just...
Camp and cuckoo. Yeah.
They basically said she's got all the qualities we admire.
Yeah, and it was like...
But the thing is, but the qualities of Katie Hopkins are racist and transphobic, and they literally said on Instagram, all qualities we admire. And that is just such a fucking ick.
Yeah.
There's a difference between waiters being a bit rude because they're ex-theatre kids and someone who's actively a bigot.
Well, yeah,
this got a bit real for a bit of fun.
We're getting real, sorry.
You said Karen Steiner. I got triggered. I got a bit Karen's for Karen Steiner. Anyway, where are we saying Danny is on the barometer there?
I think we can say controversial, but I don't think we can call Danny a controversial C when we've just reprimanded Danny for saying
Well, I was waiting for us to wrap up and I was about to say that, so yeah.
So I think maybe controversial Karen is maybe where we're at.
Controversial Karen.
I am not a Karen.
Well, that's right. Where you're at.
Who's in charge of audio always?
That's a bit of Karen, obviously.
Well, there we go. Is that it? We're done for the day.
I think we're done for the day.
Heavy, funny. You got a rollercoaster of emotions, pardon the pun, Alton Towers, today. So there you go. That's your Monday morning. Hope we set you up for a great week. We love you all.
I'm sorry if we ruined your makeup on the way into work. We do love you.
Teach you for not wearing waterproof eyeliner, bitch. Fabulous. We'll see you on Thursday.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything, what guys, camp, crazy, or then you can get in touch by sending us a WhatsApp, text me, voice note me, go wild. I don't know why I did that, but it was fun. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or
Fill in our form.
If you wish to remain a nonny, then just say, hey, I'm nonny. And we will. And we can even disguise your voice. We can even give you, if you want to say, you know what I'd like you to do? I'd like you to put this through AI and make me sound like Taylor Swift. We'll give it a go.
Taylor Swift.
And I said that example because I know Lily Mae would love to spend at least half an hour turning you into Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for sure.
So head over to this episode's description to find out more. And if you want to get in touch with us about anything we have discussed on the pod, or if you've been crazy enough to action our advice, then we'd love to hear back from you. Yeah, so baby, please do get in touch. Get in touch. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to give us a 5-star glowing review. We'll be back on Thursday with our main episode. So from me, the team, and my vape,
Nina Nana,
ITV News.
Goodbye.
The Gossip Games.
Yeah. Right, barometer.
Right, yeah. So,
Danny being the national treasure. Okay, I said Danny, but I have helped two friends through addiction.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.